Are you like me and you have a hard time letting things go, even if they're insignificant? You have a hard time letting things go? Then this episode is for you. So, as we've talked about many times, I definitely deal with depression, anxiety. If you've listened to this podcast, you know that as of right now, I've been going to therapy for a little over 2 years, and I'm definitely a totally different person from where I was 2 years ago. I also take medicine that helps with my day-to-day anxiety because it's needed for me. Of course, it's not needed for everyone. And as always, please make sure you talk to your doctor or your therapist or whoever you're talking to see what works best for you. But I did, and sometimes still, depending on the day that I'm having, used to have a hard time letting things go. It didn't matter if it was big, if it was small. If it was super important, if it was minuscule, nothing. I would hold on to things, especially things that had no impact on my life whatsoever, because for some reason it just felt like it was the end of the world. And how do you let this go? Oh, this person was mean to me. Why am I carrying this with me? Oh, this person, did this, why does that bother me? This, I read something that made me feel a certain way. What was the point? Like it was things that didn't matter, truly were the things that I held on to the most. And what makes me bring this up is the other day I had this moment. Of course, let me clarify by saying I was taking Claritin D, and apparently I should not take Claritin D because it had me jacked up and amped up and it was giving me weird dreams, and I was not a fan of what was happening. So I did quit taking it, and now I'm taking Zyrtec. But it had me amped up. So, of course, every little thing was affecting me the way that it kind of used to. And not to really go into it, but this minuscule thing happened. This person did not care how they made me feel. And I'm sure after the exchange happened, they didn't care about me at all. They probably completely forgot I even existed on this planet. But for some reason, it bothered me like uncontrollably to my core. And it's like I just could not let it go. And I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I feeling like this? And I would even think of what me and my therapist have talked about. Like this person, they don't care. They said it and they moved on. It's not affecting their day. It's not affecting their life. It's not bothering them. Why are you letting it bother you? And I'm like, every time she says it, I'm like, I know. I know that that's right. So why am I letting it bother me? And I was thinking that and I kept, telling myself that, but I was like, I cannot let this go. And then, I always tell my husband or my friends, sometimes I just need to word vomit stuff and then I'll feel fine. So I told like two or three friends that this was happening. I told a couple of my coworkers. I told my husband nothing was helping. And I'm like, what is happening to me? And then I realized, oh, I'm taking Claritin. I'm way more amped up than I normally am. I'm feeling like I'm having a panic attack anyway. So this little exchange that meant nothing to anyone, it and normally wouldn't mean anything to me, really amped me up more than what I was, really bothered me more than what it ever would have. And it got me thinking, like, when I used to do this all the time, why did I of course I didn't enjoy, feeling that way. I didn't enjoy living like that, but why did I keep doing it and I never listen to what people were saying back then. Even back then, before I was in therapy or whatever, people would say, "Why do you let that bother you?" And I would go, "It just does. I just can't help it." And I'm sure it's also because I wasn't in the right headspace to learn and grow and fix myself and fix the way I reacted to things. So, of course, I was not in the headspace that I am now. But I look back and I'm like, I can't imagine going back to acting like this. I can't imagine to going back to letting people and things and small things that shouldn't affect my life ruin my day. But like I said, I was already amped up. I was already, feeling a certain type of way because the Claritin and I'm sure the coffee I was having didn't help. And it was just one of those things where like I just Even though I felt like I let it go, I truly knew that my body hadn't let it go. Because you can feel in your body when things, you're holding on to things and you're making yourself nervous or sick or anxious or whatever it is. And I could feel it in my body that it wasn't letting go. My chest felt like my heart was racing and my body was tense. And it's even though I was verbally saying, oh, I've gotten over it, whatever, I've let it go, it's fine. My body was like, girl, you are a liar. And I'm like, you're right. You are correct, buddy. So I got home from work. I pulled out my yoga mat and I did some yoga and I did this little foam rolling exercise that helps when my muscles are tight. And I laid on my heating pad that has a little massager in it and I could slowly feel my body letting go, letting the tenseness go, letting the, holding on to the nastiness of the day go. And I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to move. I just kind of wanted to lay here and like, I guess just kind of exist in this feeling because that's where your head tricks you into thinking, well, you don't deserve to, go on and have a better day. You've had a shitty morning. Let's just go ahead and continue making your day shitty. And you're like, okay, that makes sense. So my husband texts me and he's like, hey, I got to go to Home Depot. Why don't you go with me? And I was like, well, I'm on the heating pad right now, whatever. And he's like, okay. He's like, well, I gotta come home first anyway. So if you change your mind, that's great. And I'm like, great. So I laid here for a few seconds and I was like, why am I going to miss hanging out with my husband, even if it's just like a 30-minute car ride there and back and walking around in Home Depot? Why am I gonna not allow myself to hang out with my husband and instead lay here and feel sorry for myself because I had a shitty morning that shouldn't have even been bad? Because I let myself feel this way over nothing. And I let myself feel this way over something that didn't matter to me or the other person. And I finally was like, I text him and I was like, what do you want me to go? And he's like, well, of course, that's why I said something. And I said, okay, well, let me change clothes. Because I had put my yoga clothes on. I was like, let me change clothes and I'll go with you. And he's like, great. So I go with him. Of course, we have fun because we have fun all the time. And it really did make me feel better. And then later that night, we hung out with our friend and watched a movie. And I'm like, I was gonna let myself sit and mope and feel bad for myself. For what? Why was I gonna let myself do that? Why was I going to let my mental health tell me I don't deserve to go have a good time? I deserve to sit here and mope around and feel sorry for myself because that's what I've been doing all day. Why would I let myself do that? And the more I thought about it, I'm like, I'm so glad I made myself get up. I'm so glad I was like, get up. Stop doing this to yourself. Stop feeling sorry for yourself when nobody else feels sorry for you and get up and enjoy the rest of your day. And I'm so glad that I did because a long time ago, I wouldn't have done that. I would have sat there and felt sorry for myself and been miserable and made myself feel worse. Like, what is the fun in that? Life is supposed to be fun. And when we are making ourselves feel bad, that's not fun. I wasn't having a good time. I didn't have a good time until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon that day. And I get off work at noon on Fridays. So I was really just letting my mind win. And I hate letting my mind win. And if you feel like me, I'm sure you hate letting your mind win. But sometimes we do it. And it's like we just kind of can't help it. But talking myself out of it, I was really proud of myself in that moment for talking myself out of it and making myself get up and making myself do something that I knew would make me feel better. Because if I wouldn't have, who knows how I would have felt the rest of the day? Who knows? My friend would have probably came over and been like, what are you doing? Why are you acting like this? Like, what is going on here? And I didn't want to be that person. And so making myself get up, which, to the person looking in might be like, oh, well, I get up and do stuff all the time. But when you're feeling like that, making yourself get up and do stuff is hard. And I'm really glad that I made myself get up and even just ride in a truck, but hang out with my husband and listen to music and do whatever. It's hard to do, but it's definitely worth doing. Because I remember times where I wouldn't make myself get up and I would lay in bed for days just being miserable and and, you know, letting things affect me that shouldn't affect me. And it's, I always say to everyone, you know, my therapist, my friends, my husband, whoever, I'll say, I don't want to go back to being the person that I was before this, because I don't like that person. And, you know, that person was fine, and, you know, she had her moments, but I don't like that person. I don't want to go back to being that person, because that wasn't a fun time for me. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't taking care of my husband or my friends or my family or anyone that I care about. I wasn't taking care of anything. I was letting the world push me down and letting my mind push me down and listening to all the negative thoughts in my head. And I don't ever want to go back to being that person. So even just small steps of getting up and going to Home Depot is something I wouldn't have done back then. And I do it now. And I'm always proud of myself in those moments, because look at what I did. I got up. I fought against those negative moments. I fought against those negative thoughts. And I got up and I did something about it. I say all the time, it's so crazy how your mind can play tricks on you. It's so crazy how your mind can make you feel these ways, and we listen to it, but because we kind of sometimes, I think that they're taking care of us, or our mind is protecting us, like, oh, don't go do that thing because it's, I'm going to protect you, or, oh, you know, maybe you should hang on to this because, you know, that person hurt you or whatever, but that's not taking care of us. That's not taking care of yourself. Sometimes you just kind of need to tell your mind to shut up. Like, I'm like, why are you thinking this? Stop. Stop it. That's not okay. That's not the way it should be. Just let it go. Let it go. Let that negative feeling go. Let that negative thought go. Let that negative mindset go. Because being negative is going to get you nowhere. Being, you know, feeling down and mopey and feeling sorry for yourself, that doesn't get you anywhere. Like, being negative has never made me happy. Being negative has never made me feel good. And when I switched and started working on myself and started feeling better and trying to look at things in a more positive light, it's so amazing how much better I felt. And I thought, why didn't I do this sooner? And I'm like, oh, wait, it's because I wouldn't ask for help. I wouldn't ask for people to help me. I wouldn't ask for guidance or advice or whatever. I wasn't taking care of myself, so nothing felt positive. So to choose to let things go, to choose to be positive, to choose to feel better and to make the decision to get up is such a big movement sometimes. It doesn't feel a lot of the time, you know, like when you're feeling good, you know, getting up and going to do something doesn't feel like a big thing. But when you're feeling so negative and mopey and sad and depressed or anxious or whatever it is, making that choice to get up is a big move. Making that choice to let it go is a big move. Making that choice to laugh is a big move. Those big moves make you feel better and you don't even realize it, because you made a choice that might seem small, but it was so big. It was so important that you got up. It was so important that you laughed at that joke. It was so important that you did whatever it was. It's always so important. It's always important. And, you know, like I said, when you're feeling good, it doesn't seem that important because, you know, oh, that seems like it should be easy, but it's not. And those small moves are so big, and it's so wonderful when you can see yourself doing it, you can feel yourself feeling better. It's such a big moment, and you should be so proud. And maybe you're not at that moment yet. Maybe you're working towards being at that moment right now. So hopefully, if that's where you are, this gives you some kind of hope that, oh my gosh, I can make those small changes that feel really big that make everything better. Because I remember when I wasn't where I am right now, making those small changes felt huge, and they are huge. You know, I'm not saying that they're not huge, because they are huge, and it felt huge, and it felt better, and things got better, and it took time. It always took time. It's always going to take time, but you just put that foot in front of the other, get up off the couch, get up off the bed, laugh at that joke. They're so big, it's so wonderful. And once you start and you feel how good it feels, Man, it's a game changer. Because, like I said, if you would have known me 2 years ago, you'd be like, you wouldn't even believe that I would be telling you this today. You would be thinking, oh my gosh, she is not in a good headspace. She is not in a great place to, she's never gonna make these big moves. She's never gonna laugh again. That's probably what you would think. But I can't even begin to tell you how good it feels to just make those movements. Make those small movements, make those small changes, make those small steps, because they're not as small as you think they are. And you're gonna feel so wonderful. And you're gonna feel so proud of yourself. That's the best, feeling proud of yourself. Oh, I did get up. Oh, I did do that thing. Oh, I did put on a nice outfit instead of a t-shirt or whatever. Whatever it is that's gonna make you feel better. I know that even when I'm like physically sick, like if I've been throwing up for a few days, if I take a shower and fix my hair, that makes me feel better. It's just whatever makes you feel better, whatever works for you. So make those small movements because they're not as small as you think they are. And I will be proud of you. If you want to leave me like a comment and say, "Hey, I got up off the couch today. I'm so proud of you. Hey, I did this small thing. I'm so proud of you." Like, I will always be proud of you because I know what it feels like to have to force yourself to do those things. And I'm always going to be proud of you. I mean, it's just the way I feel. It's just the way I know it feels because I've been there. And it's nice to have somebody in your corner. So, and I'm sure that you feel like you don't have anybody in your corner, but you always do. That's your mind playing tricks on you for sure. You are so important. You are so loved. And once you start making those moves, everything's gonna feel better. Everything's gonna feel great. Everything's gonna be changing. And it is scary, but you can do it. Just let it go. Take the step. You got this. So if you're having a bad day over something small, I know it can be hard, but choose to let it go. Choose to move away from it. Choose to get up and do something positive because it's not worth holding on to the small things that make you feel like garbage. Because, like I said, you're the only one that feels that way. You're the only one that's holding on to it and making yourself feel bad when you deserve to feel amazing. So take the step, let it go, do something positive. And feel wonderful. Because, like I said, you always deserve it. I hope you have a wonderful day or night whenever you're listening to this. I'm gonna go play video games and snuggle my dogs and enjoy my Sunday. And I hope that you find happiness in this day.